Can we please have a better headphones so Malcolm McDowell doesn't have a broken
headphone
on his head?
Oh, my God, yes. Why?
Brian Johnson.
All the time. The guests come in, and it's like, oh,
we need
God.
A better headphone right there for today.
Mars will come in and go like this.
Yeah, Mars will shake it and step on it.
Oh, really? Is that what he does?
We need a better one.
I see, speaking of Malcolm McDowell and Brian Johnson, by the way, we just got the book in front of us. You've had it for a few days, right?
I'm 140 pages in.
The fucking...
It's great.
The pictures of the cars he owns. Holy shit, man. You see this shit?
Wow, nice.
It's a really good book. It's fucking hilarious.
And me and Ant noticed that you brought in a lot of stuff today.
Yes, you really did.
And of course, you know, the regulars to this radio show know that you really like collecting autographs and pictures and having them sign all sorts of stuff. And as much as I make fun of you, then you tell me that you got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to sign a basketball, and I want to cry, so...
He signed it to me.
Yeah, but that's I would want it to me.
This poster I wouldn't get. I don't even know if I'm going to get these things signed.
But you brought in a lot of stuff to get signed.
Not too many. There's one or two things I'm not going to get signed, I think. Because I bought one item yesterday that I just have never seen before, and I'm not going to get it signed.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. It's just kind of a rare item, I think, and I don't want to.
Wouldn't it be good, though, to have it? Signed?
No, I got. I'll get.
Can you show us what you brought in?
It's
like show and tell time.
There is a giant case there.
That looks like an artist portfolio.
That's what I got. I'll tell you.
Is that like for artists?
Yeah.
Art students.
I made the mistake.
It has that. What is? How do you explain it?
It's for like an architect or something like that.
It's giant. One of those giant.
A giant flat briefcase. What's that?
We got AIDS.
Yes, and fur from the fur house he made her. I went to three different places. I made the mistake of Twittering yesterday. I said, where's a place to buy movie memorabilia? Aside from Ted's memorabilia place.
Because
I really have made my own fucking hell.
Ted's memorabilia emporium.
And they're like, you know, the Clockwork Orange. I don't need any type of clock. I know when it's time to eat oranges.
All right.
I read one in the cab that made me laugh out loud for about 40 blocks.
You LOL'd?
I laughed out loud. It was so stupid. But a couple of things here. I obviously have the Blu-ray here, but I don't know. I, you know.
You're panicking.
I am.
Why are you panicking?
So I'll tell you the things
Why
I bought.
Why do you panic?
Because this Malcolm's a fucking...
He's a big.
Malcolm's a... He's in the top five biggest ever for me.
Wow.
I've met him before, and I already have a photo with him, but to get him to sign something, he's one of the top five biggest ever.
Very good. Okay. So you got the Blu-ray.
The things I didn't bring with me, I have photos of... Is I got, because I'm not going to get it signed.
You got like four things in that bag alone, and then you got the briefcase thing over there.
I bought.
And then you got that other thing.
I bought a patch.
Yeah.
A really cool patch.
For your eye?
Yeah. No, I started smoking again. And it's a Clockwork Orange patch. It helps you stop. I'll show you a photo of it. But I've never seen it before. But he can't sign it. There's no way for him to sign it.
Oh.
Where is it?
Have him. Do some type of a sewing on it. Maybe he could sew his name onto it.
How's that fucking? That's cool, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Clockwork Orange
type only $95.
Patch.
All right.
Wow.
Where's that patch?
It's home. I didn't bring that in.
Oh, you decide not to bring it in.
Yeah, because I'm not going to get him to sign it or the fucking...
None of us are going to be able to get anything else signed because
you
got 10 things.
No, I'm not going to get 10. No. And also this thing that this piece of a press kit I bought, which just kind of has like a list of the cast in it and stuff, but they would hand it to the press at the movie. Okay.
Sure.
But I'm not bringing that
Here
in.
Here we go. This
it's
is what
not
Jimmy
much,
brought in.
But this item I've never seen before. This is an actual a fucking booklet that they would hand out in the theater for fucking
Well, that looks very nice.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to get this signed, though.
You're not going to get that signed.
I don't know. There's something so cool about it as is.
You're like a
Wait,
crazy person.
You don't want Malcolm McDowell to sign that?
You
Why not?
You should have Malcolm McDowell sign that.
Oh, maybe I will. I can't open it.
Wait, why wouldn't you want that signed?
Did they seal this?
Yeah, I think it's sealed.
Oh, really?
You're losing your mind.
Oh, there it is. There
Jimmy, why wouldn't you want that signed?
Because
he was in the movie.
No, I know, but there's something so cool about it being...
That's the guy.
Yeah, maybe I'll get him signed.
At the very least, have him sign the back or something.
The back is cool, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God, Jimmy's panicking.
But this has fucking all kinds of cool...
People are calling you Nervous Fancy Jimmy. They love you.
I'm not gonna, nervous,
Jay in Huntington loves
Nervous
Fancy
Jimmy.
I'm not gonna open it now. I don't want to break it. Fucking...
He's crazy. I love this.
This is crazy.
This is Malcolm.
We all have our craziness. You're seeing Jimmy's now.
Malcolm is one of the fucking godfathers.
What?
That's fine. That's all I need.
No, he's not.
I know everybody else wants to get stuff signed too. I'm not gonna be.
Rome was just fucking with you.
Okay, I got. What do I have in here? Oh, I bought these.
These are like original movie cards. Oh, wow.
That's very cool.
These are the first items I brought. They have the X rating on the bottom.
Yes, rated X.
What are those called? Movie cards?
These are lobby cards.
Lobby cards, okay.
And this one here where he's going for the tits, I've never seen before. The other ones are harder, but I got that one.
Are those originals?
Yes, they're like $85 a piece. Yeah. I spent a lot of money yesterday. I went nuts.
Ask him if he remembers doing that.
Oh, he will.
Do you remember this?
How much did you spend yesterday?
$1,100.
$1,100 of Clockwork Orange memorabilia.
Jimmy is a hoarder.
I really am, to a certain degree.
It's hilarious.
Why don't you just get one thing and go, wow, this would be cool for him to sign? $1,100.
I'll tell you why, because I'm not going to get all this stuff signed. I'm really not. I'm not going to be an asshole about it. There might be three items I want.
Jimmy, I don't care if you lay it out from here to all the way down the hall.
Nah, I don't want to annoy Malcolm. Signed. I don't want to annoy Malcolm. You know, he's fucking a guest.
He's fucking a guest.
All right.
Hold on, he's got to put it all back in his special cardboard.
Has to go back.
It's special cardboard
envelope.
Exactly
the way it's supposed to. Everything mocked, everything membered.
He's got to make sure it's back in his its plastic bag.
Now, yes. I was debating not getting these posters signed because I never saw them before. And there's something cool about it. I might do it. But it's the guy
that was in the movie. That's true. Get a cool marker.
And if it was a movie where it wasn't so iconic and he wasn't such a huge part of it, like I wouldn't get Dim to sign it. Mm-hmm. If we had Dim in, and that was it.
If I had Malcolm, I'd get fucking Warren Clark too. I'd fucking.
You got the main guy, so he should sign all of that stuff. Are you kidding?
I'm not going to get it all.
What's the rest of the stuff? You don't want to show us?
No, I'm going to open it now, but I have to be really careful with it because it was really hard to fucking pack.
Oh.
Okay. One of them was really, it's really like, I don't want it to bend. You might as well just fix that there. Excuse me, Mars.
This is Jimmy's thing, man.
That thing is now the giant flat suitcase dossier.
Yeah, right.
That he's got. It's the size of a fucking piece of luggage that you would have to check on
a
plane.
It's an art portfolio.
And yeah.
There you go.
Except it's very thin, but it is giant.
Now I have to figure out how to do this.
Oh, did you buy the art portfolio thing?
I did that to get my Sabbath photo signed in L.A.
Oh,
that's how I transported
it
across country.
Okay.
All right. He's careful.
I even wrote fucking up on it.
Yes.
Hold on.
So when Jonathan had it, I have my flip cam today too. I'm not relying on any shoddy camera work.
All right, hold on.
Malcolm McDowell.
Hold on. I don't know.
Nothing. These are not big deals.
I know, but this is so weird. I'm going to film it and see if we got
something.
Watch
the coffee.
Hold on.
Don't spill that.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, I have my questions already. Do you like acting?
Look at this thing, though.
How do I move these eggs?
His eggs are in the way. How do I move these eggs?
We're in the middle of Jimmy panicking.
Jimmy is in complete panic mode.
Malcolm McDowell is coming in from Clockwork Orange.
Because we got Brian Johnson first, we have such a tight fit with these guys.
All right. Don't worry
about it. We have to get the TVs off and fucking Brian Johnson.
He's panicking.
We have to do Brian Johnson pictures or something a certain way because we can't have fucking Malcolm walking in like Brock Lesnar did. It's Malcolm McDowell. You can't do that.
Okay,
the fucking guy was like knighted. You can't do that shit.
It'll work out. So now.
Is he a sir?
I don't know. Don't say that because if he's not, you'll feel like an asshole.
Yes, that's true.
Jimmy is now carefully opening up the.
Do you have a few things in there?
Two things.
And this is stuff you want Malcolm McDowell to sign.
I would hope that he would. Yeah, I'm trying to think which one I want to open a certain way. I told you to leave that alone. It's a very important work of art. All right. Can someone just hold this like really flat?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Assist Jimmy,
right,
but don't fuck this up.
Carefully opening it.
Do not fuck this up.
Mars, you punch it, I'll give you $1,000.
Oh, God.
This right here.
Imagine just slamming your fist into that thing. He'd lose his mind.
I'm not going to take it out, though.
Look, he doesn't want to take it out. Why?
Because it was so hard to get in, like without being. It's a fucking. You bring the camera over here. I'll show it to you.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! I gotta get up. Yes.
What is it?
It's the original movie poster, but it's the Japanese version.
Oh.
I just don't want to, because you can see how fucking delicate this. It's the Japanese version of the poster.
Oh my God! I gotta sneeze.
Oh.
Oh.
And
oh,
nice, so I got that to be signed. That was a Lulu. All right. And.
And what's the other side?
Hold on. Let's turn it with this
side. Got oh boy, is he being
this one has
very...
a little thin British poster that I've never seen before.
Oh, look at that! Yes,
I don't know what this is.
You bought it. What do you mean you don't know what it is? But
well, it says Malcolm.
It's
McDowell.
A movie poster without the guys on it. It's got different guys on it.
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know who they are. They're different
what
people.
Is it, for a fucking a Broadway production?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
I'm going to have them just sign it right there. But I want these two things signed and maybe one of, maybe the program. That's it. I'm not going to go crazy.
No?
No, you're not going crazy spending $1,100.
That wasn't very good, but I had to do it, dude. The Japanese fucking poster is beautiful. It's in perfect condition. I've never seen it. It's an original. I had to get it.
The only thing odd, and you could tell it's Japanese because it says a crockwork horn. Oh, what a hacky Japanesey joke.
Yeah, I went a little nuts.
A look
yesterday.
Inside Jimmy's obsession. This is his thing, man.
But it's like, this is a guy I really love in a fucking movie I love.
Sure.
So I don't feel bad.
No.
It'll go in a place of honor in my home.
Yeah.
Where I can see it right. Like, there's a place in my apartment you can see from my bedroom and my bathroom. So, like, when I'm coming or shitting, which are the two greatest things, I'll be able to look at this poster.
I'm hoping to get on camera him saying no to signing anything.
Oh, God. Oh,
and then
God.
The look of disappointment
would
on little Jimmy's face.
Would that
I already got a photo
tragic.
With him that's signed. Like, I would be hurt. Like, whatever. But I mean, you know, whatever. He's still, again, if he fucking spit on me, he's Malcolm McDowell. You can't fucking.
All right, we'll see what happens. Yeah.
I don't see why he would say no. But I'm worried about this fucking Brian Johnson crossover thing. And I'm looking forward to talking to Brian Johnson, too. But I'm worried about this fucking crossover.
Yes. Yes, we're going to have to take our pictures outside.
Well, Jimmy's no, got it all figured out.
Jimmy, like, you can't
where do you want us to get our Brian Johnson pictures?
And what? My fork.
And what if Malcolm McDowell shows up in the middle of the Brian Johnson interview
Brian
Johnson's late?
They could talk about English things.
I'm sure they're aware of each other. Brian Johnson will definitely know who Malcolm is.
Are we allowed to have them both in at the same time? Or is that a no-no?
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know if they would want to.
Mm-hmm.
But with I have a knife. I want to get...
he does. I have a knife. That's kind of like a threat.
I went to take a fork out. I took a knife out.
Jimmy's losing his mind here. I love this.
I knew this. I'm very tired.
Should we just do a best of bit until Malcolm comes? Because Jimmy's
it's
so
great.
Distracted.
I love it.
I haven't slept in like 2 days because I let the other night, two nights ago, I got maybe 2 hours. And then last night I was so fucking tired. I was out for hours shopping for this stuff. And I didn't know what to get. The first place I went had like the movie cards and that stuff. So I'm like, I got to get them. But then I went to the next place that had that like weird thin British poster. I'm like, I fucking got to get that. And then I went to the place in Soho that had the Japanese one, which was beautiful. And then they had the fucking patch. And then they had that that fucking, I'm tired, dude. And then they had the fucking movie program.
The movie poker?
The movie program.
Oh,
and that was a surprise. I didn't know that was being sold. So the guy took like 40 minutes to find that.
$1,100 yesterday.
I find absolutely nothing wrong with that.
No, there's everything wrong with this. Look at Jimmy. He's losing his fucking mind.
I'm losing my mind because I'm so tired, dude. I went to bed last night. I figured at 12:30, I'd get 5 hours. Mm-hmm. And I jerked off. And fucking, dude, it doesn't knock me out anymore. It makes me more awake.
That used to be a great sleeping pill, remember?
But dude, when I'm not jerking off, I sleep better. I really do.
Nah, it's a great sleeping pill.
But not anymore. I'm wide awake after I fucking blow a load.
What's up with that?
I don't know. It's fucking horrible. I want to go out and fucking and run a few miles after I fucking arc one.